is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. As Iran fires ballistic missiles at Israel, Israel has launched new attacks on Iran. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The objective of Israel's military operation is to remove this threat, both the nuclear threat and the ballistic missile threat to Israel.
CBS's Margaret Brennan on the new Israeli strikes.
What we know is that the IDF also announced that it had just carried out yet another round of attacks in Tehran and in other parts of Iran. The fighter jets, according to the IDF, struck another nuclear site in the Isfahan area of Iran. They claim that this was a precision strike in an area where there was enriched uranium.
While most of Iran's missiles were blocked, some have landed, including in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The U.S. military helped Israel intercept the missiles. The IDF says fewer than 100 missiles were fired. 21 people have been injured. The administration is emphasizing it did not participate in the initial Israeli strikes.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House. Sources say President Trump knew that Israel would strike, but did not explicitly give the green light. In fact, several cabinet members were gathered in the White House Situation Room, where they watched the attack unfold last night in real time. Hours earlier, the president indicated to reporters that nuclear talks with Iran were making progress and suggested it might not be a good time for Israel to attack. Earlier this week, the administration told U.S. embassy personnel to leave the region, citing the current volatility.
200 Marines have arrived to guard federal buildings in downtown Los Angeles, says Major General Scott Sherman.
They have standard crowd control gear, helmet, their face shield. That's for crowd control.
In Tennessee, Kilmar Abrego Garcia has pleaded not guilty to human smuggling charges. He was wrongfully deported to El Salvador, then returned. His wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, relaying a message from her husband.
These dark times are where we're facing all the tribulations that God has put in our path.
Estos tiempos oscuros.
But keep praying and keep fighting.
A lot of people on Medicaid who aren't in the U.S. legally may now be at greater risk of being deported, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
The Trump administration has provided the personal information, including immigration status, for millions of Medicaid enrollees to deportation officials. That's according to emails obtained by the Associated Press. California, Illinois, Washington State, and Washington, D.C. allow immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally to enroll in relatively new Medicaid programs that pay for their expenses using only state taxpayer dollars.
The Dow closed down today almost 2%, NASDAQ down almost 1.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Ride Racine now offers bus service to the relocated Social Security office in Mount Pleasant. Route 27 will make 10 weekday stops at the new office. The old SSA office closed back in May. Racine's 50th Juneteenth parade and Kenosha's event at Lincoln Park are among this weekend's major holiday celebrations. The Racine Juneteenth parade steps off at 11 tomorrow from 4th and Main. Racine's Harborfest is back after 18 years, bringing live music and community celebration to Festival Park. The nonprofit event resuming tonight supports local charities and joins a busy weekend of downtown festivities. Those also include the Lighthouse Run and the Juneteenth parade. The No Kings movement brings organized protests to Kenosha and Racine County tomorrow. The demonstrations are part of a nationwide day of action. They coincide with a large-scale military parade marking the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary. And a global leader in robotics and automation is moving its North American headquarters to Franklin. Governor Evers announced a $100 million expansion this morning alongside leaders with Yaksawa America. The new campus will create hundreds of jobs and consolidate their operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Cardinals tonight. The Crew with a 6-0 shutout of the Cards last night, thanks to Jacob Mizorowski in his first major league start. One of his fastballs measured at 102 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Aaron Civale upset he's being moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen and says he wants to be traded.
There's no ill will towards anybody in the city. It's been great home to me and my wife for the past year. I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but just trying to do what's best.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy responded.
I mean, we deal with players being unhappy all the time, and that's their right to do, and Aaron's got a great history, and he's performed well for this organization, and now it's time for him to go behave.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers fined by the NCAA for some recruitment violations, making calls to prospective players before the start date 2 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here. Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at milwaukeezoo.org.
WRJN weather. Mixed skies today with highs reaching the upper 60s. Still have a light breeze. Will become mostly cloudy tonight. Lows in the mid 50s. Then tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs flirt with 70. Chances of rain move in Sunday late. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
WRJN. It's been a hard to hear you say you
on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You are just itching to text me, aren't you, in our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. This is the final keyword in our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest, and I'll repeat it a few times this hour, but this hour's keyword is win, W-I-N, win, as in I would like to win $100 cash. That's what's up for grabs this hour, so use the Civic Media app to text the keyword win to me before 5 o'clock on WRJ. And good luck.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, come on. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh,
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. We'll be right back.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so are the Milwaukee Brewers back in action tonight to continue their series with the Cardinals. Brewers baseball brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
Come see what's
baseball tonight at 6:35 on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. It's time to treasure hunt at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine, your home for one-of-a-kind finds. From stylish clothing and handy kitchen gadgets to vintage gems and secondhand surprises, every piece has a story just waiting to be told. Make your money go further this summer. Shop smart and save big. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
The sun is shining, and it's time to shake off the salt and bring back the showroom shine at Professional Detail. They specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, and open 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
The Racine Raiders face the number one ranked team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, this week at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Saturday night, bring the family out to see what the best of the West has to offer in this epic showdown of two of the top teams in the country. The Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaws, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Be sure you're there.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Yeah.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. In case you missed it earlier, here is this hour's keyword in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is WIN, W-I-N, WIN. Use the Civic Media app to text WIN to me before 5 o'clock. It's your chance to win $100 cash, and good luck. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Join Terry Havel tomorrow and every Saturday from 10 till 2 for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's an entertaining and enlightening ride through music's greatest moments. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets tomorrow at 10. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha are both gearing up for major Juneteenth celebrations this weekend. Racine's 50th annual Juneteenth parade kicks off at 11 tomorrow, winding through the downtown. Kenosha hosts its main event at Lincoln Park from 11:30 to 6. Kenosha will also hold a special Juneteenth dedication day next Thursday at Civic Center Park. Downtown Racine will also be busy this weekend with other big events like Harborfest and the Lighthouse Run. An international maker of robots, motion control, and automation products is bringing its North American headquarters to Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers joined officials with Yaskawa America, Inc. to announce a $180 million expansion in Franklin. They'll be consolidating all of their operations into a new 800,000-square-foot campus. The project is said to create hundreds of jobs. Construction starts next week on a record-breaking timber skyscraper in downtown Milwaukee. The 31-story Neutral Edison will be built in two stages and use massive amounts of cross-laminated timber and beams. Developers say the building will reduce carbon emissions. The land is Riverwalk adjacent at 1005 North Edison. It'll be a 350-unit apartment complex with a California-based coffee company called Copa Vida, the first tenant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, highs in the upper 60s. And sunshine continues for Sunday, a high right around 70. Maybe a shower chance Sunday night. Currently at 62 degrees.
Child is white, the whole world looks upon us.
Dog Night, Black and White, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I've got our final keyword in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. This is your chance to win $100 cash and get in on our grand prize drawings, which are getaways to the Wisconsin Dells or to Door County. This hour's keyword is win. W-I-N, as in I'd like to win that $100. So text that back to me using the Civic Media app before 5 o'clock for your chance to win. Good luck from WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
Thank you.
It's WRJN, your trusted source for local news, just got even stronger. We have teamed up with the Racine County Eye. We're working together to deliver the most complete local coverage in the county. Hear it on WRJN. Read about it at RacineCountyEye.com.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop
myself. Lightning striking again.
Just taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Jangles and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high.
they touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke stands for we jump so high, and then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh, shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him. Still grieves. Said a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
News and timeless hits on WRJN, where you can check out the late Paul Harvey and archived episodes of the rest of the story. Listen to Paul Harvey mornings at 7:25, middays at 12:05. It's brought to you in part by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. It's time to treasure hunt at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine, your home for one-of-a-kind finds. From stylish clothing and handy kitchen gadgets to vintage gems and secondhand surprises, every piece has a story just waiting to be told. Make your money go further this summer. Shop smart and save big. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Racine Harbor Fest rocks the lakefront with two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. It all kicks off tonight with In the Sticks delivering the best of live country and continues with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then make sure you come back tomorrow for the high-octane country of Bella Kane. Go to RacineHarborFest.com for all the details. Don't miss the ultimate summer celebration. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., Championship Golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and the 5 o'clock class reunion, 3 great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1966. But first, you only have a couple of minutes left to text me this hour's keyword in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is WIN, W-I-N, WIN. Text that back to me using the Civic Media app before 5 o'clock for your chance to win $100 cash. It's our final keyword in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Good luck.
You know I love you more.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel has responded to Iran firing ballistic missiles at it with a new attack. CBS News contributor Robert Berger in Jerusalem says Israel got important help intercepting those Iranian missiles.
We do have confirmation now from the Israeli defense minister that the U.S. was involved in helping down some of these missiles that were fired from Iran. And that's what we've seen now. This is the third Iranian attack on Israel.
President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone today. CBS's Olivia Guzis says for now, Israel has confined its attacks to Iranian military targets, but
if the Israelis do start to target other types of Iranian infrastructure, financial institutions or things of that nature, if it goes beyond the nuclear program, then that risks broadening the conflict in general because the Iranians will aim to retaliate in similar fashion.
The UN nuclear chief says Israeli strikes have destroyed the above-ground portion of Iran's main nuclear facility. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks says the conflict has pushed oil prices up and stocks down.
U.S. benchmark crude soared higher by about $5 to its highest level since January, while stocks were under heavy pressure from the Israel-Iran conflict. 25% of the world's crude supplies are shipped through the Strait of Hormuz and are vulnerable to potential Iranian attacks.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he has ordered increased security in the city's Israeli and Persian communities.